Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
This is how. Welcome, Hobbits, back to your favorite show. Season 2, Episode 1. Sorry for our technical difficulties for Week 10 through Week 18 last year. But we are back with commercial-free coverage for the 2025-2026 NFL season. I want to welcome back Nato, Q, and producer Pat. Nato, why don't you start us off with the three worst days of your life, as you just mentioned.
The last 3 days have been tough. I mean, no one likes to hear someone complaining, so I'm going to try and limit that. But I've been grinding for the last 3 days, and I would say as everyone's start to a bad run that they're on, it starts with the Department of Motor Vehicles. So I am getting a real ID. Have y'all gotten yours yet?
Of course. Have you not been able to travel?
Well, I don't know. I had to get. Are we drag racing?
Nashville. I was due 4 months ago, right?
Yeah, I was due a long time ago, and I've been pushing it off, and I finally got it scheduled. Had to go to Covington, Tennessee. So for our out of state listeners, that's like an hour outside of Memphis.
What about our international listeners? Make sure you.
Okay, for our international listeners, that's like a speed train from France to Germany.
30 minutes or so.
Yeah. I went, I brought my forms of identification, my proof of address, blah, 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 blah. Had an appointment scheduled so I could skip the line. Got there, showed them my utility bill, and she's like, nah, this is not going to work. I'm like, okay, well, what's wrong with this? She's like, you need the PDF. And I just like printed my utility bill. She's like, you need the PDF. I mean, it clear as day had my address, name, all that on it. I was like, okay, so what do I need to do? She's like, you can go to FedEx and print it out and then come back. So I went to FedEx, printed it out, came back, had to go to the back of the line, back of the DMV line at noon. So my 30-minute trip to the DMV took 6 hours. In that 6 hours, I just happened to get the most ridiculous workload dropped on me where I had a deadline at 3 p.m. and 2 p.m. for two things that had to get done, had to get signed by some clients of mine. So I'm DocuSigning on my phone, and it's like the outdoor boys.
DocuSign iPhone's tough, yeah.
It's like the outdoor boys where he's like me sending my clients a DocuSign, and they're like, I'm in a remote island in Alaska. And like they were nowhere to be found. I'm doing it all on my phone. Wait 6 hours. Finally get it. I'm driving back down the highway, and I'm passing a state trooper, and he pulls a traffic maneuver that endangered more lives than I was doing driving past him. And I said something to that state trooper. I'll tell the full story towards the end of the episode that was not a reflection of myself. Like I have never spoken this way to anyone, and I said it to his face. And it led to a real come to Jesus, look yourself in the mirror moment for me. And so I was doing some late night pondering to try and better myself. And I came across a Timothy Chalamet quote that really resonated with me. He said, life's not coming at you, it's coming from you. And so And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to feel bad for myself. So I was like, I'm going to apply this. And then proceeded to have two more days after that that were absolutely atrocious, and it didn't really work. So I'm going to apply it to my picks for Not a Hobby, if y'all are
sure for it. So, listeners, thanks for bearing with us. We're really getting the rust off with the DMV story. And we only got one day of your DMV story. We can't wait to hear about the other 2 days.
So for the life, I would imagine if I were to make picks with life coming at me, It'd be me looking at the lines, trying to figure out.
Oh, gosh, she's still talking. Let's kick it over to you just to get someone else on.
I'm getting there. So life coming at me would be looking at the lines, trying to find an edge, looking at rosters. I'm not doing that. Life's coming from me. I'm picking three storylines that I really like this year. Haven't looked at a game, haven't looked at a line, and these are the storylines that I'm riding with. Number one, Sam Darnold is not a fraud. What Sam Darnold did is going to be replicated in his tenure with the Seahawks. So Sam Darnold and Jackson Smith and Jigba are going to have video game-like numbers this year. So whoever, Quant, who are the Seahawks playing?
They have the San Francisco 49ers. Divisional battle.
Okay, give me Sam Darnold. What's the line?
Looks like Jimmy has a Niners. It's Niners minus 2.5 on the road.
Okay, so give me the Seahawks plus 2.5. That is – I love that. My next one, the Patriots are bad, but they have Vrabel. So the Vrabel equation is a new play this year where if Vrabel is playing a good team, we're taking the Patriots, and if Vrabel's taking a bad team, we're taking the bad team. So who are the Patriots playing?
They play a bad team. They play the formerly Oakland, now Las Vegas Raiders.
We're taking the Raiders.
How can we be talking if teams are good or bad right now? It is week zero.
Give me the Raiders.
Plus 2.5.
Genty, Brock. Oh, my God. Oh, just signed Amari Cooper. They're going to be a formidable force. And then my last pick.
Wait, one thing on that. Did you see – so Jacoby Myers requested a trade from the Raiders.
Wide receiver one. Then, crazy.
Yeah.
He's booty cheeks.
He requested it, but then he just showed up to work and went about his business. Did nothing to, you know, force their hand. He just kind of said, I'd like to leave, but I mean, I'm gonna come to work.
Sounds like us every day going to our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to add that nugget in there. That was pretty.
And then
I like him more now.
Good. Well, last storyline, last narrative that I'm going to run with.
Last narrative, then put him on mute, Pat.
Is it's time for me to finally bet against Daniel Jones. As the listeners know, I'm a Giants fan. Feeling. I've been betting. This is like this
don't
is
say
like,
where he plays because this actually plays into my my parlay.
Well, this is like your sister breaking up with a boyfriend that you hated, and now you just get to root on his downfall.
Wow.
Now you just...
Can anyone relate to that? And three of us have sisters. All of us have sisters.
And so the only caveat is my new sister's boyfriend is Russell Wilson, but she's got good prospects behind him.
Your sister is wedded off.
You took your sister's boyfriend to for his over yardage last year. I was listening back to episode one.
Last year I was Daniel Jones
over yardage.
Last year which I was just my sister's disgraceful to become the president of the United States. And now I'm rooting on his downfall. So
gosh.
So yeah, so whoever Daniel Jones is playing, give me the
other name. Does that a person exist for any of the hosts here? Was there a guy that comes to mind? Dated our sister, sisters.
Maybe like last time my sister had a boyfriend, I was like 7. So not me.
Was he a
bum? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, there's. I can think of one one of my three sisters' lives that I can confidently say I did not find to be my favorite, but okay. I'm not going to reveal. This was a middle school relationship, so it wasn't a very
right.
We'd never ask you to reveal that. I don't think I don't think I can say that. Maybe
Catherine stayed single.
Dang,
actually, no.
She doesn't have a boyfriend now.
Too scared of Ole Miss. Too scared of Pat.
Yep.
Because all the people you coach were like, not going there.
No, they know I will kill them.
Yeah. I'm sure she really appreciates that.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
All right. Good. Yeah. Those are my three picks.
Yeah, the Dolphins plus 1.5. So that'll segue well into my two pack of picks here. And then I've got a third just for kicks. But the two pack is a giant pack. So kind of related to Daniel Jones and Giants. I am a Colts man, minus the 1.5. So I'm against NATO directly there.
Boy.
And also a Giants plus 6, which I think you'll agree with more.
Okay. What? Why are you a Colts man? Why do you like them?
I think Tyreek Hill is done.
Okay. Is Achane going to play?
I don't even. I haven't done any research, really. I just think the Fins are a.
The model just spit out.
Fade Fins, yeah.
Okay.
And then the final one's Jags minus 3.5.
Mm. Who do the Jags have?
I got the Panthers.
Okay. You're going against – is this because you just listened to our week one episode where we picked the Panthers plus 4 and they lost by 37?
Yes. Yeah, so 47-10 week one, Saints over the Panthers. I hope we have something similar with the Jags this year.
Okay.
Did y'all watch the Katrina documentary? I mean, moving, riveting, if you haven't, by the way. Just a little Saints tidbit in there.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah. Gosh, it's something. It is. Didn't really comprehend the gravity of it when I was 10. But, wow, when you see how it's produced, whew, it's insanity.
I just remember the Kanye West commercial where he came on and was just ripping George W.
Mm. We have to stop these terrorist killers.
What year was this? Like 05?
We were in fourth grade, I think.
2005.
I was a second grader.
Quant was already doing exponents. Yeah.
He was in Algebra 3.
I love being one lesson ahead in the math class. Y'all on squares, I got cubes done.
Quant, have you heard the story about how I got held back a year in math?
I have not heard this. Is that a transition year?
No, eighth grade.
Oh,
so not a normal time to be held back in math, but we had a new teacher in eighth grade and she assigned an unbelievable amount of homework, and homework was just 5%. And so I formed a coup and I was like, let's just not do homework and I'll start at a 95. Like that doesn't bother me.
Fair strategy.
And like a month and a half in, I'd gained some pretty good traction among my peers, among my constituents. And I had like 12 of the 16 kids not doing homework.
12 disciples on the no homework, right?
And I was called in as the ringleader to the principal's office. And he was like, you think you can game the system? And he slammed his hands. He goes, I am the system. Have fun taking this class again next year. I was like, no.
No way.
Yeah. So
did
I
had to go back to the lower school.
I had yes, essentially.
No way Ellie Hague was putting fists on the table.
Lower
that
school.
Had to be
it was school. Lower school principal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I've got it. And it makes it more funny. That's great.
Yeah. So you think you can game the system, but some things are bigger than yourself.
Gosh, that's funny.
Meanwhile, so I was held back, and then Quant was taking international level scales of math, and I was still doing PEMDAS. Mm. operations.
It was minor abuse to have our pictures up there as mathletes in seventh grade. You know, that is still scars me.
Was that good or bad for the brand?
It was not cool for a seventh grader to be a mathlete.
Were you the only Caucasian on that?
Are you kidding? What were tryouts like? Did y'all have to do anything physical?
I didn't even know I qualified, but I just saw my face on the board one day.
You didn't even know. You was drafted first round.
Oh man. Hey, but silver lining in that story is when we had to take class-wide like tests to show best in class for the remainder of that year, I was in a class of one. So I was top of my class.
Oh heck yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we can do mine. I was thinking
was that three
who's playing? Sorry, I don't.
I had Giants plus six, Colts minus 1.5, and Jags minus 3.5.
So I didn't do much prep for mine, and I was going to involve the other host to help me pick mine. I don't know the players on the teams very well. Like I can name them in a respectable, you know, manner probably after 4 weeks of play. That's probably when I'm sort of getting comfortable. So I figured I'd just ask y'all, and we're going to stick to quarterbacks. Pick a team that you don't think I know the quarterback of. If I get it right, we're going to pick a team to win. Tom, in the spread. If I get it wrong, we're betting the other team.
I would not get 50%.
With 100% assurity, I know you do not know the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
that's got to be the first one.
Okay, yeah. And again, I haven't done any prep for this.
If I let you read his name, I bet you don't even pronounce it correctly.
Okay, so it's not the white guy who's like a tight end?
He's white. It's not Taysom Hill.
Okay.
It should be, though.
Is he a rookie?
I think he's still hurt.
He is.
This guy's not a rookie.
Okay. That was a big hint. I won't be able to pronounce it, so I don't know the answer to that. I'll go with Jameis Winston. Lock it in.
Close.
Okay.
I mean, I'm Googling it. I still don't know who it is.
Okay.
Oklahoma Sooner.
No. I already burned the gas. It's over.
Spencer Rattler.
Why couldn't I can pronounce that.
Well, you know, the Rattler.
Is he white?
No, he's mixed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who do they play? I'm taking the other team then.
The Cardinals.
That matchup. All right. We got the Cards. I do know the quarterback.
Okay. I got one for you. How about
rapid fire, guys? Come on. This is dead air.
You don't know the Raiders.
Or Browns. Raiders, Browns.
Okay. Browns is.
He's won a Super Bowl before.
Joey Flax?
Joe Flacco.
He's back.
Okay. All right. So we're going with the Browns. We got Cardinals, Browns, and then Pat, who do you pick? Who do you say? Which team?
Just name a team.
Washington Commanders.
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, you're right. Cooking.
All right, so I got 2 for 3 is not bad.
Do Raiders. Raiders.
Yeah, I want to keep using this exercise.
Raiders. It's not Jimmy G, but that's who I would have said.
I think you go till you miss one.
No, it's Geno Smith.
Ah. Like, I wouldn't have gotten Seattle when you said that, and I wouldn't have gotten Colts. That's why earlier in the thing.
Jets?
Who's the Jets QB? Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I don't know. I don't really want to continue this because it's really
Fields. Who's the?
That's all right. We can move on.
Who's the Steelers quarterback?
A-Rod.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah, we'll end on that note. All right, and then so we're approaching 20-ish minutes. We're going to keep this episode pretty short. I did want to let our listeners know I purchased a giveaway item on Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to keep the a little bit of secrecy behind what it is, but if there's enough fan engagement, this thing's going to be up for grabs, and we're going to maybe after 4 weeks or so of recording, if there's enough engagement, this thing's up for grabs, and we're going to do some kind of giveaway challenge for our listeners. And Let me tell you, this, you do not want to miss out on this giveaway.
You do not. You do not.
You do not.
If this were Wheel of Fortune, where the puzzle like hints at what the prize is, let's just say you might need a license of some sort.
Sure. And also get your checkbook ready, because the raffle, you will still be paying full price. This is not that kind of a giveaway, but you will have an opportunity to purchase it.
Yeah.
At a premium, I might add. It'll be signed by all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, we'll get our tech team, we'll get producer Pat on this. We'll hint it with a social media post. We might blur it out or give some sort of hint as to what it could be.
Teaser.
You do not want to miss this. I want this.
No, you don't.
I might.
If you're successful enough at the challenge, you'll get it for free. If no one meets the threshold, you'll pay a premium.
Yeah. Like, I want to resign from the podcast to enter the sweepstakes. It is.
It's that good. It's that good.
Mm-hmm. Pat, you got any picks?
Yeah, Pat.
Should we do Mia's?
Monday? Let's get Pat's pick. Pat's pick.
Mia's Monday?
Monday pick. Or Sunday Night Football. Sunday or Monday. Whichever one.
Which one's Thursday? What do we? Who do we have? Isn't it a good matchup? Eagles, yeah, someone?
Thursday and a
Eagles
Friday.
Boys.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. Do I have some...
Vikings at Bears?
Go ahead, Hayden. You have a thought, story for our listeners? Too much dead air. Too much dead air, guys. We gotta be sharper. We will be better next week.
I have some preseason bets that I made. We did this first episode last year. If anyone wants to ride on some preseason bets, now's the last chance you'll be able to take them. Last year, if y'all want to be reminded of some heaters that I gave out Daniel Jones over receiving yard, over passing yards. He got benched week 11. So, but I did give Malik Nabers to lead the NFC East in receiving yards, and that cashed. So here,
guys, were there any off-season events that were of note to the pod that we could, that off-season in our personal lives, that is, away from football?
I don't know.
Any off-season dates you were really excited about this summer?
While we were gone for our contractual negotiations, while we had our holdout for the pod to get our sponsors right, I am picking up exactly where I left off last year. So y'all did not miss anything with that.
Yeah, shout out Valera for that sponsorship.
What's
Valera?
Valera, formerly Andy B's Bartlett. Great lanes over there in Bartlett.
All right, so y'all want to hear some of these preseason bets that I got? They're fire. I'm going to be honest. I'll rattle them off. New York Giants over 5.5 wins. New England Patriots under 8.5 wins. Minnesota Vikings under 8.5 wins. Cincinnati Bengals, NFL champions, Super Bowl winners. New York Giants, Super Bowl winners. Tennessee Titans over 6.5 win. This is where you get the juice if you really want some juice. Josh Palmer to lead the Bills in regular season TDs.
Never heard of him.
And then right now I got Yannick Center to win 3-1. I don't think Musa will win a single or 3-1.
I've got two futures. One, both pretty long. Jordan Love plus 2,800 for the most passing TDs after 4 weeks. Kind of a rogue one there. And then I'm repeating my Nebraska Packers Super Bowl college football championship parlay. I think it's about plus 2 million odds on that. Throw a dollar on that. You won't regret it.
Nebraska started hot.
At least you're going to get movie ticket mentality. You'll get a sweat at least. Yeah. You're going to go 10-2.
They started hot.
All right. I'm going to ask more personal questions next week because y'all are way too buttoned up with your NFL picks that no one really cares about on this pod. So
pry away. I say we go until 30.
You want to finish what he said to the trooper?
I don't know if you can spare that.
Yeah, I'll spare everyone. Gosh, it was.
Tune in next week to hear the end of that.
I don't know if I want it on air.
We won't have return listeners. That's our our sign off.
Well, I kept asking him questions, and the only thing he would say is, your court date is October 24th. And I'd ask him another question. Your court date is October 24th. And he wouldn't give me anything. And it was like in those movies where like their mouth is moving, but internally you just hear like a flatlining like beep and like hit nothing. I was just seeing red, and I was like, and I came to and I said it to his face. And I was like, oh my God, rolled my window up.
Friday court date is tough in October.
I'm going to pay it and just be a sissy about it. Jimmy, do you have anything? Any updates?
Any updates? I mean, no. I mean, you got to be a little bit more pointed.
I mean, I know what you bought on Facebook Marketplace, and it's news to us that you're going to give it out to the fans.
Yeah, I'm going through like a – it's certainly not a crisis, just like some renewed hobbies that I never saw myself getting into. Again, can't really reveal because it's connected to the giveaway. But, yeah, I've got some random – interest at present.
Can I?
It's an absurd amount of hats in the background of your camera.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my passions.
When I told people that we were gonna renew the pod, my biggest question that I got from all the listeners were, "What's up with Q's date that he took to the Vandy Alabama game?"
Shockingly, this relationship is no longer with us.
I think it was shocking to many people after such an incredible evening of Commodore victory.
Yeah. I mean, Storm of the Field solo may have been a bad one, but you know.
You left her in the States, the Storm?
I got permission, but yeah.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that. That was a critical detail that was missed. Yeah. You probably should have. Well, I don't want to put it on her, but maybe she could have taken that as some kind of indication of. let's move on. I don't want to. She may be a listener.
You weren't solo. All the 5,000 fans that were there stormed the field. That was a Vandy show.
Oh, she was a Vandy fan. I forgot about that. That's why.
We marched it all the way down to Broadway. Yeah, that's me on the top of that goalpost right there. Shirt off.
Do y'all have U.S. Dark Open top. Picks?
Yanny boy.
He's hard to beat. Dude's an alien.
FAA.
Oh, really?
There's only two people that can win.
Yeah. All right, Pat, and everyone put their Super Bowl pick in. Pat, Jimmy, and Q. I'm Bengals.
Packers.
Giants.
Let's go.
Oh, gosh.
It's my man. Future.
Let's go.
I don't have one.
Hey, Raj, Steelers. Tom, do it.
Oh, I will be boots on ground December something in Lambeau Field for Packers Bears.
That'll be a fun one. That'll be really sick.
Sounds cold.
Those are only boots on ground this year. I hope not.
I've got boots on ground. Murray, you'll probably be in on this one too. I mean, Q.
Let's go.
What?
For Steelers, Bills, Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Oh, is that a Sunday?
It is. I'm already looking at tickets.
Jimmy, what do you think the contract negotiations between Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons were like?
Were they negotiating a contract? What happened?
Micah Parsons got traded to the Packers.
Oh, he's no longer there. Okay. big whoops.
Yeah. they only got two first. People were saying Dallas.
No, I did hear about that. Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah. Whatever, no comment. All right, tough ending to that episode. We're gonna refine and come back with a lot more flavor, a lot more flair.
This is a little late in the day for us today, week one.
It's late in the day. It's 1 a.m. on Wednesday. If you're a listener, that's how much we care about y'all. We wanted to get this episode one out. We are gonna be recording Wednesdays. Generally, we will have a live show next week. We will disclose that 24 hours before we produce that one, just so our fans can attend and participate. So join us next week. We'll be on Twitter, all your favorite socials, and let's have a great season.
Go teams.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for letting you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down into the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun yet? Yeah, 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 no, no. Yeah, 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 no, no. It's not like you didn't know that I said I love you and I swear I still do. And it must have been so bad.